Now, Brian Berry is here. He's from the Garden Pavilion in Powers Court. And Brian, the reason you're here is because we look out at the day and we want a gardener. And you're the man.
That's it. I mean, when the weather is good and the sun is shining, everybody gets a new zest for life and head out into the garden and start working and cleaning up after the winter.
Indeed. So here you are. What a lovely setting to begin anyway, to begin with. An inspiring setting for your work in the pavilion.
Absolutely. It's just one of those little gems in Ireland that, I mean, literally on the way into work, I have to pinch myself every day. It's just so magnificent. So yeah, it's certainly a lovely place to work.
And how do you know about all this gardening stuff anyway?
Well, it's a lot of years experience and it has been a passion of mine since I was a child. So it's certainly something that I was brought up with, and you know, in a garden centre setting, I always love to see families coming in and see children interested in nature, because it does actually give you so much. And certainly, I have had a lot of rewards from my career, and sometimes it doesn't even feel like I'm working because I enjoy it so much.
And what do you think is your particular interest? Do you like colour? Do you like symmetry? What is it?
For me, it's texture and form. You know, I would have started out really embracing colour, and I suppose it's like when you start off with wine, you mature into wines that maybe you mightn't have started off with. And it's certainly the same with gardening. I love trees, I love texture, form, different leaf structures, tree forms. So it sort of it builds into something different. And I think the ultimate, which a lot of good designers try to create, is creating nature itself. I mean, we had an Irish designer who created a lovely garden, and it was all about moss and ferns. And you know, ultimately, I think that's what we try to do.
So there's no one thing says that's a lovely garden. It could be a lovely garden made up of different things.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's one thing that I try to get across to my customers is don't compare your garden to anybody's garden. We see a lot of television programs where you have like these amazing gardens that cost a fortune. Your garden is there for you to enjoy. And if you like a yellow plant and somebody else doesn't like a yellow coloured plant, it's your garden, so just enjoy it.
Okay. What should we be doing? Now, you know, the weather has happened. The snow hopefully is gone and all that. And it feels like spring. So we'd be thinking, must get a few plants, must do something in the garden. The garden is a mess since over the winter. What sort of things should we be doing?
Well, I suppose the first thing is to get out and cut the grass. I mean, the grass...
You can't cut the grass before April.
Well, that was a... I mean, our weather and climate
change... You mess up the bugs that they have to live too.
Well, if you have bulbs, certainly in the grass, you have to leave them for a period of time to allow the goodness to go back down to the bulb to ensure that they flower next year. You will notice maybe out in some of the public areas where the councils are cutting the grass, they will always leave the bulbs for a period of time to allow them to go back before they're mowed. So certainly you're right, you cannot cut the grass. It'll end up with a situation where the bulbs won't flower the following year. But it's nice and dry now at the moment, so it's the ideal time to get out and cut. Years ago, when you had big, heavy, old-fashioned lawnmowers, they would churn up the soil, but with the light electric
you're skimming the top
now,
and things.
You're skimming the top, and it allows the air to get in and to dry up the soil a bit. It's also a time for feeding. Be careful not to feed if there is frost actually forecast. So always check before you put it down what the weather is going to be like that night or the next few nights coming.
Right, so don't feed if there's frost on the way.
Yes, basically if you feed when there's frost on the way, after you've cut the grass can actually suffer because there's a fresh cut on the blade. And like, people just think of grass as being grass, but it's actually a plant in itself, so it needs to be treated with respect.
Right, and that's so, a good tip,
Also, if you have moss in the grass, it's a good idea to actually put some moss killer down. A lot of people come in and they complain about, we have moss, we have moss, we have moss. Very often what I say to people is, look, you will get a certain amount of moss in your grass. It's just nature. It's normal. However, if you're in a north-facing position, you have no sunlight, there's bad drainage and you have moss, but sometimes you just have to accept what nature gives you, because you're only fighting against what naturally grows in those conditions.
Right, okay. So you clear up the garden, you make it nice now to develop for the springtime. What sort of plants should you be looking at, or planting even, or maybe even having in pots?
Yeah, I suppose at this time of the year, we're sort of we're crossing over from the spring into summer in terms of planting. The spring planting will go on for another few weeks in terms of flowering. So if you're attending your beds at the moment, you're basically digging, weeding, and putting a bit of fertilizer down. So you're actually preparing the beds for the summer bedding when it comes in. Summer bedding will be available in a lot of garden centers at this time of the year. Don't put it out.
Don't put it out.
Don't put it out. Most of the summer bedding will actually die if it's exposed to frost.
Okay, remember that. Now, this is Brian Berry. He's the man who knows. Garden Pavilion in Parscore. Don't do your bedding.
Yeah. Most of the bedding that we would actually... We do actually have bedding available and will have more and more in the next coming weeks. But we actually have the bedding available for people who like to plant up their own planters, to make their own baskets, and who actually put them under cover in a cold house or a glass house. And that's fine. A lot of people will, you know, plant up little things and maybe have them in their porch. And again, that's fine. But really in Ireland, you know, we could have and have had frost maybe the first week in May. So just to make sure that if you do start to put them out, that it's in pots that you can actually take in at night time, but definitely not into beds.
That's really good, yeah. So don't be fooled by what we see at the moment, is what you're saying.
Certainly, like, when we get good weather like this at this time of the year, we can get so excited, you know, and we just want to buy lots of colour and stick them in the ground, you know. But, like, sometimes you just have to remember we're in Ireland and it can change overnight. And, you know, you might get a period of two or three really cold days.
Right, so to have a beautiful garden, say, in the summer and we're planning, what sort of things should you be thinking of?
Well, for me, I always look at the fundamentals of a garden. It's like, you know, people often compare, you know, their garden to somebody else's garden. They put the same stuff in, but somebody else's garden, it looks much better. It's back to the fundamentals. It's like if you're making a bread, if you don't have good flour, you're not going to get a good bread. And it's the same with the soil. A lot of people don't tend the soil. You really need to fertilise your soil, and that's the beginnings of having a good garden. So for me, I tend to use organic products. There's a fish blood and bone meal that we actually use. Light scattering of a handful of fish blood and bone meal over the surface of the soil helps the plants to actually extract nutrients from the soil. The fish blood and bone meal I like to use because apart from a liquid feed will go into the ground. If it rains, it can wash away. The compound feeds will actually last for about 6 to 8 weeks in terms of feeding. So you only have to apply maybe two or three times over the summer period.
You seem to be saying, you know, don't leap in yet. We're just making preparations at the moment.
Absolutely. As I say, like, if you want to have, you know, stuff coming on in pots, it's fine. But don't jump into and make the mistake that a lot of people do by putting stuff out too early.
Right. Okay. So this weekend, if it holds, I don't know if it's going to hold. Did you hear the weather?
I think it's to be more or less the same. By the way, just the type of plants that I'm talking about are bedding plants. There are lots of other plants that you can go ahead and plant.
So if you
want to put roses in, if you want to put shrubs in, certainly it's a good time to plant fruit, strawberries, any of your bush fruit, new apple trees. So there's lots of other stuff to be getting on with. It's just that if you're actually a person who just likes to have a load of bedding and lots of colour in your garden, to hold off on that side.
Yeah. Text here that says we have clematis. It looked dead, but I see it's coming out of itself. Clematis?
Yeah, there are lots of different types of clematis. Some of them actually will flower early, mid-season or late season. If it's an early flowering one, you actually just let it do its own thing and you prune it back after flowering. But if it's a later flowering one, you'll actually see some buds on it now. You can clip off any of the dead wood and just let the new shoots come and hopefully do what clematis do and give you a fantastic splash of colour.
Excellent. Well, hopefully you'll come in to us again, Brian. Very informative.
Certainly, and thank you very much for the invite.
Not at all. And if you want to have a chat with Brian, so get some advice, you're open to having chats, are you?
Absolutely. It's something that we love to do, is to impart information to our customers. And certainly I know they do value it too.
Very good. So in Parscourt at the Garden Pavilion is where you'll find Brian. And just look at the beautiful setting of Parscourt there and just think, I want a bit of that for... And Brian will certainly help you. Good to see you, Brian.